What's up, guys? High Banks Podcast, episode 174. Alex and Nick with you. Another week down, coming here to the regular season finale for the Cup Series and the second race of the first round for the Trucks. Still a couple races left for the Xfinity Series. But anyway, before we get into all that and, you know, rumors swirling around everywhere, how you been, Nick, in this last week? I know it's been a scorcher down your way, and it's been kind of weird because it's been like 60 degrees here at nighttime, and only like 80 during the day. So it's been kind of comfortable here, but I know you guys have been going through it.
Yeah, that's an understatement. It's crazy how like triple digits and you walk out and it's just like a freaking furnace. It's nuts. So we're getting through it. I think we got hopefully some good weather on the horizon. I don't know. I'm guessing. We'll see. Probably not. But yeah, glad to hear you guys got some guys have some good weather up on your way. And yeah, it's been a busy week.
Yeah. Like I told you before, just exhausted. Just one of those days. But anyway, next, speaking of weather. We always talk about weather, obviously, when it comes to Daytona in the summertime. But it seems like it's looking, cross your fingers here, that pretty good for this weekend's races, Friday night, Saturday night, down there in Daytona, besides the heat, that might be a factor. Although it's not a real strenuous, as far as physical, track for the drivers as much as it would be on, road course or a short track or, something like that. So that might be a little bit better, I guess. I don't know. It's probably still going to be like 130 some degrees on the car. So a lot of rumors swirling around here, Nick, this past week, and a lot of other stuff that's actually happened. So we'll start with Netflix is doing a, I guess, kind of like a docu-series on the Cup Series playoffs this year. I guess it'll air early next year in 2024. That's kind of a big deal, so to speak, for NASCAR. You see on Netflix or all these other streaming sites, they have, something of pretty much all these other sports. We see F1, they have their own kind of series on Netflix. Obviously a ton of football and basketball, docu-series and everything like that. And plus Netflix, obviously one of the most popular streaming services in the world. So I think this is good by NASCAR. I think this is a great move by them as far as worldwide exposure. And even, get a little more exposure here in the States.
Yeah, USA actually did the one race to the championship, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
Made a couple good episodes in there. But it doesn't compare to Netflix. Like you said, it's one of the most popular streaming platforms in the world. And to have our sport finally getting its chance to show itself on Netflix is really cool. Can't wait to watch it and see what comes about it.
Yeah. The only thing I can remember, I don't know if it was Netflix, but the Bubba Wallace documentary was
Netflix too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was done pretty well. As far as, how it was put together, showed the background of, Bubba family life, all this, through the years. And so that was done really well. So I'm kind of excited to see how this goes, following the playoff drivers and, how they handle stuff that we don't see, kind of behind the scenes and all that. That'll be more the telltale than just the cars on the track.
It's nice too that they're doing it during the playoffs. So you're definitely going to see a lot more energy, a lot more action. Not that there's not as action in the regular season, but tempers flare big time, especially playoffs. We've seen that year in and year out. There's always some form of craziness that happens. So just to get it in a document series and seeing it on Netflix will be fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. So definitely looking forward to that. 2024, I believe, early, next year it should be streaming on Netflix. So definitely looking forward to that. Also, there's been a lot of talk of different streaming outfits or, networks vying to get races next season. So like Amazon, I think it, was in talks. And then Warner Brothers was in talks to fill their summer slot when basketball's not on, like TNT or something. But it would only be like 6 to 8 weeks. So I don't know. I feel like it's always going to turn into like we're going to have each month is going to be somewhere else. As far as where to watch, which I guess, the more sites they have it on, it's more money in NASCAR's pocket, right? As far as revenue. But I don't know, too much switching around might not be good either.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Every month is just going to make more confusion than a benefit for a lot of people. And it's cool that you're mentioning like TNT, back when TNT actually did the NASCAR
Right.
races a couple years back. That was fun to watch. I know CW, I think, has the thing with, I forget, we talked
Xfinity.
about the Xfinity. So they're already locked in there. It's just a matter of what they want to do on the other side of this. I don't know. It's definitely going to be coming up for next couple weeks, and as long as they can do like half and half, not every month, it's somewhere crazy. Like
Right,
we've seen,
yeah.
we're used to that with F with NBC and Fox. We're used to that. If they can
Right.
have something similar to that ordeal, then we're in business.
Yeah. So, the Xfinity, like you had mentioned, they're going to be on the CW starting in 25. And they're doing the whole bit though. So they're doing the whole, from beginning to end, practice, qualify, kind of normally how you see it now. And they're doing the whole, that's their own thing. Which I think is good because the CW you can get on anything, basic cable, the basic of the basic cable you can get the CW. So, it's a free channel, So I think that was a smart move there, getting the whole season there. And like you said, I do like how they do it. You get half at Fox, half at NBC, not, we got half at Fox, a quarter at NBC, a quarter on Amazon. I don't know. I mean,
Well, if Amazon gets involved, I feel like they're just gonna buy that thing outright. There's not gonna be this, oh, we're gonna get half and half deal. I just see like
I
somebody at
hope
Apple
not.
gets involved, Amazon. I think I'm missing another one. Maybe not, but like I would prefer it be on just one platform, just like how CW is implementing it in 2025. That
Right.
that's probably the best thing that could have happened. You know it's gonna be on that for a certain amount of time. How many years? I can't remember how many years
I
they
think
have it.
through, I think at least, I think through 31, at
Okay.
least for now. So 6 years, which is a decent block of time there.
Right. And I feel like that would be something that Cup should do. I just think that there's just conflict of interest where it's just not, it's never gonna work. There's always gonna be how it's how it's always been for the last couple of years, in my opinion. That's I forget how long that's been since we've dealt with the Fox NBC debacle, how it's always been half and half. I can't remember for some
Yeah, I
reason.
don't know. But I would assume as far as like the trucks go, because their whole season's on FS1 now. So I feel like they'll probably stay put. So that kind of leaves the Cup Series in limbo. We're having the Xfinity Series on one all the way through. We got the trucks on one all the way through. Let's see if we can put something together where at least it's, say Amazon does get it, hopefully it is kind of like the whole bit here.
Well, it also goes back to like how, you know, like the Super Bowl, they every three networks they get a shot at it. Like NBC gets 1 year, CBS, Fox. I feel like that's something how NASCAR should do it. Every year it should be, this is how you, this is your year to get it, that it's your year. Then it's like, if that really how they want to do it, I feel like that would benefit as well.
So,
It
I
would
mean,
lose a lot of jobs, unfortunately, but I mean, I don't know. There's so many different ways you can go about it. You're not wrong either way, but it's just until we come to a reconciliation on what's actually going to go down, then leading to skepticism here.
So I mean, it seems like this kind of thing changes almost every day, every other day. So, kind of hard to put our finger on it there, but, yeah, we'll have to see, I guess, when it something else pops up. So anyway, as far okay, so here's we'll put it this way: GMS in the truck series is ceasing operations at the end of this year. So after the championship race in Phoenix, no more GMS. And I think the main reason was because the guy who owns GMS is part owner in Legacy. And they're moving to Toyota in the Cup Series, and Toyota already has their truck, truck teams and all that. So I would assume put whatever money there into Legacy and hopefully kind of turn that organization around. But Nick, that leaves three full-time drivers without a ride next year. Grant Enfinger, Rajah Caruth, and Daniel Dye. So, do we think these three guys get scooped up somewhere if there's an opening?
No, that's the thing, is there an opening? And it really comes down to who's out and who's in. It's really too close to call right now. I don't know. I feel like Grant will get a shot. It's Daniel and Raj. I just don't know if there's enough experience there to qualify for a ride that's just so far few in between here.
Yeah, so I think, like, I agree with you. I think Grant Enfinger will probably, figure it out, sort it out somewhere. I think the odd man out probably is Daniel Dye. I think Raja's run decent. Just kind of ran his own self into issues. But I think the organization that might be available would be Nice. We don't know what Carson Hocevar is going to do. We don't know what Zane Smith's going to do either. So that could be an open one there in the 38. So there might be a couple openings at Nice, maybe front row in the truck side. What Spire? I know Raja's ran a couple races for them in the truck series. So, if they go full time with that deal, could one of these guys be it? So, I mean, championship organization here shutting down. It's not like they're, performing any less. Grant Enfinger still in the playoffs here. Just kind of mainly probably because the manufacturer switch with Legacy and all that.
Well, it's also gonna come down to sponsorship too, with everybody kind of fending for themselves, who can bring the money in to provide themselves to get a ride. And even if they do, it might even be a part-time schedule. It just depends on, like you said, if Nice or Spire is an option, if there's enough profit to bring them in, is there an agreement that can be done there?
So we'll have to see. Keep an eye out for where these three drivers may go next season. Kind of roll with that. Okay, I missed this one earlier, but so a lot of kind of on the Stewart Haas Ford news here involving 2311, I guess, as well. First off, Smithfield not returning to Stewart Haas next year, and Eric Almirola. So I believe that would kind of, writing on the wall, Almirola retiring, I would assume here. So that's the smallest bit here out of the Stuart Haas news. Also, Nick, I didn't know the charters. I knew they were expensive, right? We knew they were 20 mil, right, to buy from somebody else in that ballpark. So according to this post here, the price of charters is estimated around 40 to 50 mil. I don't know who, you know, unless you're, I don't know. I mean, Penske's a billionaire. Hendricks, you know, unless you're one of those guys, where do you get the money for that?
On a sponsorship, it's a sponsorship deal. If you have the equity to bring in all the sponsors that you can get, especially big ones, Coke is the, you know, Coke, Columbia, like the ones at 20 through 11, for example, just as a basis here, like they bring in millions and millions, and they can accumulate that much money to go out there and get a charter if they want to. But it depends on, is it, does the money make sense? And
right,
40 50 mil, it's really got to make
a
sense
lot.
To kind of bring another car on and keep it sustainable and perform for more revenue to come in.
Yeah, so what it says here is that Stuart Haas might be looking to unload two of their charters, which would be Almirola, I would assume, and then probably, I mean, they already signed Josh Berry for next year, so obviously not the Ford car. And it looks like Ryan Preece would also be the odd man out. So kind of leave Briscoe and Berry as the two drivers of Stuart Haas if they decide to do that.
I feel it's probably the right move. They haven't been performing.
Right. They got to kind of like rebuild the brand here.
Yeah.
It
doesn't make sense anymore, really. Preece has been doing great, and
Briscoe's been
Briscoe has just been
terrible.
He just fell off a huge cliff and hasn't been able to climb back at all.
Yeah, then you know, you got
Almirola's he's had his time. He's had a really good couple years. He's won races. He's done really well in that 10, but it's time, I think, that you have nothing more to prove. It's time to hang it up.
Obviously, we know Harvick's probably going to – well, actually, he's locked in the playoffs now. So, obviously, at least, you know, they got one car performing pretty consistent throughout the season. But still winless for Harvick in his send-off season. So, maybe he can get in the playoffs. Who knows? So, that kind of ties in here with 23-11. There's been rumors swirling around that they might be going to Ford next year. Kind of, you know, another reason, you know, Denny doesn't have a contract on with Gibbs yet for next year. Stuart Haas maybe unloading a couple charters there. We know Michael has billions of, I mean, 40 mil to him is like chump change to Michael Jordan. So, I mean, that wouldn't really. Yeah, if he wanted to throw that much money, you know, into it like that. But, yeah, so they might possibly be moving to Ford. Could get a third car. Either Denny driving or, you know, Zane Smith has popped up as a name that might, you know, make the jump there if they do go to Ford. So, I don't know, Nick. Apparently they're having discussions with Zane and everything. So I don't know. There's probably more that's already happened that we don't even know yet. I would think.
Yeah, I would agree. I really don't know until Bob or somebody tweets it out to make it official.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of all weird, right? I don't know. It would obviously be weird seeing Denny Hamlin drive anything but a Toyota. Obviously, because he's been, you know, Joe Gibbs Toyota pretty much his whole career here.
Well, we said the same thing about Kyle when Busch, he moved. He was originally with Chevy, and then he went to Toyota, and now he's back with Chevy. It doesn't look right, but
It worked.
Hasn't changed it. It's worked. Hasn't changed much.
Yeah.
Still winning, so that's always good.
Yeah.
His part.
Well, I guess that's all that matters, really. So,
Yeah.
you know.
He seems like he and RCR having a locked in the playoffs with a couple wins, so he's
Yeah.
having a good season, more than what you actually said that he would have a good season. I thought he was gonna have a down year, but prove me wrong.
Well, I think he was gonna ha I thought he was gonna have a good season because of the chip on the shoulder. You know, come out there and be like, look, I still got it, you know. Where he's only like 36.
No, yeah, you still have plenty of time
Yeah,
to get it.
so anyway, Nick, this weekend coming up, we got Daytona, a couple new drivers in the field here. Chandler Smith in the 13 for Colic, a third entry for them. Also a third entry for Front Row, Riley Herbst, will be in the 36, making his third Cup start, I believe. Trevor Bayne will be in the 19 for Joe Gibbs in the Xfinity Series, starting this weekend at Daytona for three races, Bristol and Texas, the others. And Parker Kligerman, full-time in the 48 next year with Big Machine Racing. So he'll be back in that car full time again next season. So Nick, moving on here, Watkins Glen, Xfinity Series will start there. So this ending was almost, a little bit better than the Cup race.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Obviously, always a lot of drama-ish, things going on, and tension and all that after the Xfinity race. But anywho, Sam Mayer got the win here, his second of the year. Kind of ruffled some feathers while doing it, but you gotta do what you gotta do, really. Sheldon Creed was second. Parker Kligerman third, Ross Chastain fourth, Connor Moshak fifth, John Hunter sixth, Cole Custer seventh, Chandler Smith eighth, Alex Bowman ninth, and Jeb Burton rounded out the top 10 here. So, go run for Kligerman. He's in a points battle here. Sheldon Creed as well, getting the much needed points in this one. But Nick, we'll go to the ending here. What'd you think? Okay, by Sam Mayer driving it deep in there. He said he wheel hopped a little bit. I didn't really see. I don't think he meant to just like bulldoze it in there like that. But
No, it looked like he definitely wheel hopped, got a little loose, and then got into him. He definitely didn't mean to do it. I can't. There's no indication on my, well, from what I saw, that there was any clear intent on him actually
right.
going and doing what he did. Obviously, Ty wasn't happy about it. Definitely voiced his opinion and did it in a very subtle way, but enough to
Oh, he
say, okay,
did.
that's he
Yeah,
did
some
it.
jabs in there. Yeah.
He did very, very subtle, but you knew what he was coming from without saying what he wanted to say, probably.
Yeah.
But it's
Because,
it
Nick,
is what it is.
he gets us.
He got his two wins, and I should have had my 13th. Yeah, well,
Yeah, that was the jab right there. You knew it was coming. You knew the jab was coming.
yeah.
But like I said before we started, if Ty was running for points there, running, full time, I might have, had another altercation like we did last year at Martinsville between those two. And we know Sam was pissed off with Ty, short term right before that, something in the race. So, leads you to believe it could have been a little, he drove it deeper on purpose, but whatever. But it also wiped out Austin Hill, in the process, and he wasn't too happy either. He kind of flipped in the bird on the cool down lap and, had some choice words after the race as well. So, either way, Nick, I thought it was a little bit better than the Cup race. I don't know, I don't know. The cup race was just kind of whatever. And
You get what you pay for. So yeah, that's it really was one of those races where it's typical road racing. It's you there's some action involved, but you always want more, and we didn't really get more than what we wanted.
yeah, I mean, there was some drama for the playoff drivers or potential trying to get in the playoff. But before we head into the cup side, Nick, our picks from the Xfinity series wasn't too good. You went with Kyle Busch, I went with Riley Herbst. They both finished terrible. Kyle was 27th, Riley Herbst 35th. So 21-14 after that one. Slowly but surely, it seems like you're creeping up the ladder here at me. But we only got one this week. That's a little bit of whooping. One this week, so only doing the cup pick for Daytona, and we'll see where it comes out after that. But anyway, so cup race from Watkins Glen, Nick. William Byron was the winner here. Now, a little surprising here, Michael McDowell, Nick, looks strong again. Like he could have won the race, but a couple mistakes on pit road, plus the engine, I think, expired. And he was still kind of coming through the field there, for at least a top 10. So he might be, outside sneaky to watch here in the playoffs. There's only one road course at the Roval. But I mean, he can win Daytona, Talladega, whatever. I think he might be a sneaky one to move, a round or two in. At least to pass the first.
Yeah, I would say past the first. He's definitely got a solid outside shot to make it to the round of eight.
Yeah, I wouldn't say much past that.
It's
If
tough.
he gets there, I mean, we got the Roval in the not the round of eight, not that late. I anyway. But William Byron, like I said, was the winner. His fifth on the year, quietly has won five races this year. Not many people have talked about it recently. But five wins in one year, it's pretty good. Going for the regular season title as well. So he's got that going for him. Plus, the end of the season, the momentum going into the play, you want the team and everybody to be firing on all cylinders here. So he can kind of, I would say everybody with a win, right, going into this weekend can kind of, which they probably won't, kind of take it easy a touch. Unless they're trying to move up some spots in the seeding, so to speak, to get some stage points. And, if they're in place to win a stage, then we'll go win the stage, get a playoff point, that kind of deal. But yeah, we'll have to see there. I think it's gonna be the guys, the Allmendingers, the Elliotts, Bowmans, Ty Gibbs, Suarez, those guys I wouldn't want to be around just because they're gonna be hell of aggressive, I think, to get every point they can. And and obviously at the end to win. And speaking of William Byron, William Byron won this race a couple years ago to get into the playoffs. So it's not like it hasn't happened before. It's happened before at Daytona. A guy below the cut line has won to get in. So
Happened a couple times. Pretty sure.
Well, last year was the it was sketchy. That was like when Blaney and Truex were on the cusp, and Truex was like second in the regular season in points, and he missed the playoffs. Because
Yeah,
Austin
we had
Dillon
the.
ended up winning that.
Yeah. No, I was saying that's when we had the debacle of
The rain.
do the well that do the points matter more than the seeding. We had that big conversation last year after everything was all said and done points wise.
So, well, luckily we don't have that. We don't have to deal with that this year. We know there's one spot up for grabs here. Either Bubba Wallace is going to have it, or somebody, a new winner. Is pretty much how it's, going to go down here. But the rest of the top 10 from Watkins Glen: Denny Hamlin second, Christopher Bell third, the Dinger fourth, Ty Gibbs fifth, Truex sixth, Busch seventh, Tyler Reddick eighth, Ryan Blaney ninth, and Joey Logano rounded out the top 10. So, good points days for Allmendinger, Gibbs, those guys, but obviously too little too late here. A lot of trouble for playoff hopefuls, I guess you could say. Chase Elliott ended up running out of gas. Daniel Suarez had an early spin, but kind of ruined his day. Bowman, did he have an issue? Or he just wasn't good?
No, I think it was just more of a look. I don't recall anything unless I saw something. He just didn't have the car that he thought would be great. He did have a spin as well. And he did have some flat spots on the tires, so that kind of cost him some spots and just could never recover really.
Those guys, and Bubba Wallace finished ahead of those guys. He admitted he's not great on road courses at all. But he brought it home 12th. So solid the past two weeks at the road courses at Indy and at Watkins Glen. And we know he's good at, Daytona tracks like this. So I think they're in the catbird seat here. I think I mean, they'll make it in, obviously, unless somebody new wins. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's kind of are you thinking Bubba's gonna win or get better? He's gonna have a better finish than anybody underneath of him. That's kind of what we're looking at here.
Well, see, I would say Bubba's usually kind of aggressive, right? But if he wrecks, he's screwed. So, in their mind, I feel like they got to go into it like, we have to go into this race, we have to finish. Maybe like, you don't even have to finish ahead of those guys. Like, I'd say you finish if you can get stage points, first two stages, and say them other guys don't. He could be locked in after that, depending on how
That
much.
that's the main thing is his radio is going to be nonstop on how many points am I ahead after each stage, where am I at, where's all the guys that are under me, the Suarez, the Gibbs, do they have a chance at winning this thing? And if I'm actually, do I have to hang back or do, not hang back, but kind of just stay out of trouble basically. That's just what he's going to have to do. Stay out of trouble and have a repeat and no and have a repeat winner. That's what he's going to be playing for. That whole race.
That's what it comes down. Yeah, is no issues and no repeat winner. Bubba
And he's
Wallace
in.
is in the playoffs.
Yeah, and he's in.
I think that'd be the first time in his career. So
I have a feeling though he's gonna be aggressive though. He's gonna
I
try
have
to win
that
this thing
feeling
outright.
he's gonna he's and then
He's
he's
gonna do
he,
something. I'm hoping he part of me like I just hope he doesn't screw it up for
somebody
anyone
else.
else that has a like I because you know him and his antics at back then he's been actually okay for the last
Well, the
he's been
Larson
more
incident
chill.
was the last year.
Yeah,
The
that
Larson
was the
incident, that
big
was bad.
one. That was horrible. But it's keep a clear head and try to just be calm, cool. Don't try to do anything stupid.
Well, before we hit the standings here, Nick. So we already told everyone's pretty much locked in. We'll just say who's, Bubba's ahead, whatever. Our picks from the Watkins Glen race: You want Chase Elliott, I went with Briscoe. These were worse than the damn Xfinity picks. So Chase finished 32nd. Elliott, Briscoe, oh my God. Second
I
to
can't believe
last.
his ass ran out of gas. I couldn't believe it when
Yeah,
this
I know,
happened.
right?
It's like
And he's so mad to finish ahead of Briscoe. Unbelievable.
That shocked me. I was.
Unbelievable. So Briscoe finished 35th. So 21-15. So you're creeping up there a little bit, Nick. Like I said, we got Daytona this week. Kind of, you know, an up in the air pick as it is anyway. But would you have considered Watkins Glen a good race then? Parts of it, yes. Parts of it, no.
Let's say no.
65% of 17 votes said no. So 35 said yes. Yeah, like, I mean, there was parts of it that were, you know, exciting and, you know, all that. But I don't know. It kind of once they got strung out, it was strung out.
It was hard to pass.
Hard to pass.
Always hard to pass at Watkins Glen. And always, there's no matter what happens, no matter what car you put out there, for some reason, I just, for the last couple of years, it's always been hard to pass there.
Yeah.
No passing, even if there's not any passing in the top 10, as long as there's some action somewhere.
Right, right.
And really, they just lacked that last week.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know. It was somewhat. I wouldn't say boring. I'm not gonna say boring. It wasn't boring per se. It just wasn't really that good. Of a race, honestly. So I don't know. I mean, I love Daytona. So
I think everyone does. You just set an expectation for Watkins Glen and.
Yeah.
Road America, although I just really try to let's set the bar a little bit lower than some of these other racetracks, just not make it as bad when I see it.
Yeah.
But then you got Daytona, which is going to be hell on wheels.
Yeah.
Next couple of days. So it should be fun.
So speaking of Daytona, Nick, Xfinity Series is Friday night at 7:30 on USA, 100 laps, 250 miles. And they got, this is their third to last race before their playoffs. So still a little bit of time here for them. They got Darlington and Kansas, on their regular season before they start their playoffs in mid September. So, you know, not as big of a deal for them, but you know, still close point wise on the cut line for them for a couple of drivers, but you know, obviously the cup side, end of the regular season there. And the Cup Series Saturday at 7 on NBC, 160 laps, 400 miles. And like I said, I think the weather's supposed to cooperate. But it is summertime in Florida, so you never know. But being both two night races, it might be okay as far as the hottest part of the day is over with and everything. Then Nick, we got the Truck Series. They're taking center stage on Sunday this weekend at 4 o'clock on FS1 at the Milwaukee Mile, bringing that racetrack back here, 175 laps, 177 miles, so a little over a mile. But Milwaukee Mile deck back on the schedule for them. Then they got Kansas to wrap up the first round of their playoffs. And we already know that Ty Majeski is locked into the next round. And it is tight at the cut line for them. Ben Rhodes, Nick Sanchez, Matt Kraft, and Matty D. All kind of bunched up there, 7th through 10th. So we'll have to see what happens here at the Milwaukee Mile Sunday afternoon. It's weird saying that. Usually it's Friday night or Saturday.
Right.
Midday for the truck guys. But kind of can't wait to see that, you know, the Milwaukee Mile and how the trucks do on that track. So should be interesting there. So, Nick, here we go. So everyone's locked into the playoffs here on the Cup side, 1 through 15. So vying for one spot, Bubba's 32 points to the good. Ty Gibbs is in 17, 32 points below. Suarez, 43 points. And then after that, it's just too much. So I guess Ty Gibbs could make up all those points if Bubba is out of the race. But like I said, even if Bubba gets fifth in stage one, Ty don't get any points, it, pretty much done after that.
Right.
So as long as Bubba has to keep his nose clean here. Don't overdo it. Be a little, I would say be more aggressive in the stages to get stage points than to say go for the win. Because you could already be locked in before the end of the race.
Unless another driver
Right.
wins.
Well,
That's
that.
what's gonna, that's what's the scary part is you
Yeah.
just, you don't, you're caught between. You're like you're a catch 22. You want to get enough points where you're secure, but you want to gamble where you want a repeat winner to win. So he's going to be really in a hard.
Yeah.
He's going to be going crazy on Saturday night.
Yeah, that would be
That's going to be brutal, man.
that would be a stressful one. I would almost tell my spotter crew, don't even tell me. Just let me drive, really. Like,
Yeah, that honestly
maybe
might be the best outcome for him. Don't
like
even.
I would say maybe okay, you get to the end of stage two, say he locks himself in by the end of stage two. I would tell him on the radio, hey, look, you're locked in on points. Nobody can come from behind and jump you. But somebody else could win, so get it
It's so it's not like it's a mile and a half where some things can be kind of more predictable.
Yeah.
Daytona is just the most one of those unpredictable races on the schedule that anything can happen. So really just honestly haul ass and just go out and just try to win the damn thing outright. That's
Yeah.
your best MO out of the day is to just go out there and just win it, go home, know you're comfortably in without having to look at the back from the back and say, okay, William Byron won. Okay, that's great. Oh, Ty Gibbs won. Okay, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
You don't
Yeah.
want to go at the end of the day knowing what could have been.
Right. Well, I guess we'll find. I guess we'll find out,
Yeah, it'll be fun.
huh? So. Anyway, Nick, as far as our picks go, so like I said, a couple new faces in this one. Austin Hill's in the 62 this week. Brendan Poole in the 15. Like I said, Riley Herbst in the 36. Chandler Smith in the 13. So a couple new faces this week on the Cup side of things. Josh Berry also is in the 42 for Legacy. No new driver news after this week for that team. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. But Josh Berry in the 42 this week. So, Nick, any idea of who you might be going with for the regular season finale, Daytona Night Race? We see some wild ones at this race. The Austin Dillon wreck. Obviously, I said William Byron, the win to get in. A lot of good races here to end the regular season. So, where are you kind of leaning here?
There's names that obviously one of the names that are in the win to get in situation. That's obviously I'm leaning towards one of those guys, but I'm looking at more long shots, I think, than any of them. I don't know.
So a non-winner.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a non-winner that wins this thing.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I,
I don't know either.
it's tough. Like. I don't know. It's like for the in the back of my head, I'm like, dude, I just want to go after somebody that's won it before,
Right. It's yeah, dude, it's
and then do it. I don't know. Do I want to take a shot?
I got a
Yeah, I'll
couple.
let you. If you have one, I'd rather you go ahead instead of me
All right.
looking at it going, oh God.
See, part of me says we were talking about, I wanted to say Bubba Wallace, but I don't. Christ. See, I don't. I want Bubba Wallace to get in the playoffs. So I don't want a new winner. So I'm gonna have to. You know what? Since Blaney's already in the playoffs, right? Don't gotta worry about it this year. I'm gonna go with my guy Ryan Blaney to get it done. Night race from Daytona, having a couple years ago, he won. You know, went on that little hot streak. So I'll take Ryan Blaney here.
All right. I'm gonna do it since last year he didn't win it, but he had a good running at it, and he needs to get in. I'm gonna take Bowman here. Started on
Uh-oh,
the
we're
front
picking
row
up
last
dogs
year.
here,
He's
Nick.
he started on the he started on the front row, and the yeah, I just hope I don't jinx
Yeah.
him, but I think
They do always qualify well,
he's
does
gotta
happen.
do it. He's gotta get it done, and happened to a Hendrick car before. Why can't it happen twice?
That's true. That is true, Nick. So, yeah, I mean, they always do qualify well at these tracks. I it wouldn't surprise me to see them all up there in like top five, top seven area to start. So yeah, I mean, it's a ballsy pick, Nash, but you got
It's
to go for it,
ballsy.
right?
Is either him or Eric Jones.
Ooh.
Eric Jones, I thought he's won it here before. Even Justin, honestly, Justin Haley
Yeah,
is a wild card.
he's
He's
good.
a
He's good
big
though.
wild card here. He's
Yeah.
always finished in, at least in the top 10 usually, or in the teens at the least, but if he's
Yeah.
not wrecked out.
So, Nick, let me clarify real quick. So, there can be three new winners, and Bubba still gets in, right? Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, or Bubba himself.
Oh, that's true.
They
Yeah,
could, you know, either because
that's
we know Brad's good at these kind of tracks as well. So,
yeah. That
if
thank you
Brad,
for confirming that. I didn't even
yeah,
think
I
about
just
that.
because I was looking at Brad's name, and I was like, oh wait, well, him and Kevin don't have a win yet. So, as long as those two win, if one of those two win.
Basically, anybody above Bubba at this point has,
Right,
if
yeah.
as long as they win, he's
He's
fine.
good.
If
Yeah.
anybody under him, he's
Yeah, pretty much. So anyway, you're gonna go with Alex Bowman. I'm gonna go with Ryan Blaney. Saturday, 7 o'clock on NBC, 160 laps, 400 miles. Always fun, Daytona, night race and everything. So anything else to add before we shut her down for the week, Nick?
Yeah, it should be fun. Can't wait to watch.
It should be. Should be exciting, yes. Then we start the playoffs, Darlington, the Southern 500. So we got another iconic race after this weekend, Daytona, Crown Jewel race to start the playoffs. And then the round of 16 is Darlington, Kansas, and Bristol Night Race. So we got a couple iconic ones in the round of 16 to start it. So it should be exciting here. End of the regular season. It's flown by, Nick. We're already, at the end of August here, about to start the coming up on the fall months. Football's about to start, NASCAR playoffs, baseball playoffs. We kind of got it all going, this time of year. So college football as well starts this weekend. So that's always exciting. So anyway, follow the Twitter, High_Banks_Instagram, High_Banks_podcast. Check out Jacob Jones Music wherever you listen to music. And I guess that'll about do it. So, like I said, well, next week we'll be back to talk Daytona, who got in, who got left out. Pretty much if Bubba got in or Bubba got left out. And we'll discuss, obviously, the Milwaukee Mile for the trucks and the Xfinity race from Daytona. Then hop into the Darlington race for the Cup Series, at least to start the playoffs. Which is always an exciting time. So we'll catch you guys next time.